Many residents, Eric, are concerned about the rate of municipal taxations and the current high cost of living. Can you speak about this and how you hope to tackle these issues?
Yes, well, I understand the tax reform that was done a few years ago. The goal of it was to ensure that pretty much every household was paying its proper share. That being said, what that puts in place is that future hikes, the effects of those hikes are lessened by this reform. That doesn't mean that there isn't an issue there, and I believe that optimization of spending must therefore occur. We have to be in a position where we save where we can and we spend where we should.
Continue.
And as for the high cost of living, well, the high cost of living is something that we all know is felt throughout the province. We're not spared by this. Our isolation might add to that high cost of living. Our problems do need to be heard at our government levels, and we need to bring our voice there. And if there are solutions that are available, well, as a municipality, we have to take advantage of them.
Can you explain how you plan to make sure the reality of our municipality is considered outside the region? For example, how Bill 96 may affect the English population of your municipality?
Sure. Well, Abby, Bill 96, as we all know, was enacted on June 1st, 2022. I truly believe that our concerns should have been voiced before that date, when the law was still project. But that being said, my understanding of the Charter of French Language, the municipality of Lance-Blanc, were still considered a bilingual municipality. So I truly believe that on a local level, I don't believe that to be a big game changer for us locally. I know that with the rest of the province, it will be. But when we speak about our voice heard outside the region, I'm much more pleased when I hear about initiatives like the Patient Navigator for our community members that are going to medical appointments in Quebec City, for instance. That tells me that our reality is somewhat taken into account. We obviously need more initiatives like this, and I think that we can lend our voice to that to have our voice heard. I strongly believe that a common front example, the MRC, is extremely beneficial to our municipality. Different municipalities and organizations that lend their voices to the same cause is a winning strategy when it comes to being heard, because there's strength in numbers. And I believe that we must team up with other municipalities, also other regions, who share some of our realities to make sure that we are all heard.
And self-reflection is an important asset in knowing your strong points as an individual. Can you name the qualities that you feel will make you a good mayor?
Yes. Well, I'm somebody that is accountable. I believe in innovation and action. I heard a lot of good things about the current councillors. That's what enticed me to run in this election, in part. Basically, my spouse and I, we decided to move here 6 years ago because we wanted to raise our family here. Now, I would like to work towards my children having the same opportunity. I truly believe in this municipality's potential, and that's why that I humbly ask for your support on October 30th. And I think it's, that said, I think it's extremely important that everybody vote, because that is the only way to get your voice heard and the only way to ensure that this municipality has the representation of everyone.
Well, thank you, Eric, for speaking with me today. And on behalf of CFBS, we wish you good luck in the upcoming elections.
Thank you very much.
And everyone, that was Eric Jones, mayoral candidate for the upcoming municipal elections for the municipality of Blanc-Sablon. A reminder again that advance polling will be held on October the 23rd from noon to 8 p.m. and the regular polling day will be held on October 30th from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. This is Abigail Wellman for CFBS Radio, Blanc-Sablon.